Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Reish Mem Ches, and we are up to Seif Dalad, which begins on the second line. Mechaber tells us, Hayotzim b'shayara b'midbar. The previous days, Shiurim, were dealing with a person getting on a boat before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, or early in the week. Today, the Mechaber says, if somebody's going on a caravan through the desert, a shayara is a caravan going in the midbar. And they know that when they're traveling, they're starting off on a weekday, and they're going to travel, they're going to be out in the middle of the desert on Shabbos, there's going to be pikuach nefashos situations that arise, and they're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Hei explains, apilu b'yisad rabban. Not only for Nisa Daraisa, even being over a rabbinical decree. He brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Rivash. And the issue foot number 15 says that the Rivash gives examples, and Nisa Daraban would be riding on a horse. So you're going to have to keep on riding your donkey or your horse through the desert or your camel, and that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So therefore, you're definitely going to be over an Issa D'Rabbanan. So are you allowed to do this or not? So the Mechaber says, Ki mipnei ha-sakona lo yuchu la'akib b'midbar b'shabbos levadam. You can't say, oh, I'm just not going to travel. I'm going to stop right over here in the middle of the desert because that's very, very dangerous. You're not going to survive. So therefore, the halach is, Shlosh yomim kodim shabbos asum lotzeis. On the 3 days prior to Shabbos, you're not allowed to go out, because you're definitely going to be Mechal Shabbos. However, uviyom rishon, uviyom sheni, ubishlishi, mutar lotzeis. A person is permitted to go and leave on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And in that situation, v'yamacha kach yera lo sakana. And then when he's traveling still in the desert on Shabbos, v'yitztorek l'chal Shabbos, and maybe kuach nefesh, and you're in a situation now where you have to be Mechal Shabbos, because now it's bikuach nefashos, if you don't keep on riding, you're not going to reach the oasis, you're not going to reach the place where there's water, and you're going to die, mutter, then you are permitted to leave on a Sunday, Monday, or a Tuesday, the ein kan chilul, and that's not called chilul Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah explains the sivkot n'chavav, we've already explained this when we were discussing in the previous shir with the boat. Because Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, they reflect back on the previous Shabbos. You're not thinking yet towards the next Shabbos. And therefore, a person is not required to be careful now on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. What's going to be with the next Shabbos coming up? You don't have to be concerned about that. Furthermore, he adds, Ubekneses Agdola Kosa B'Shem Hari Bein Lev. He says, but if you know for a fact, not that it's a likelihood, but if you know absolutely, even if you're leaving on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you will absolutely, definitely have to be Mechal Shabbos on the upcoming Shabbos, so that's Knesset Sagdol in the name of the Ribben Lev, Osir, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Even in this situation when you're leaving on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And this is also the chenkos of Radvaz, the opinion of the Radvaz. And because of this, people will try to go out of their way, so to say, not to be Mechal Shabbos. They'll put themselves at a very minimal risk and not be Mechal Shabbos, and that gives them a heter to go even on a Sunday, Monday, or a Tuesday. Because otherwise, if it's a vaday that they're going to be Mechal Shabbos, so then they wouldn't have been allowed to leave on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. We'll explain this more in a moment, Deir Shu foot number 17, but let's first Deir Shu foot number 16. He says, you're leaving earlier, but you're not going to get to the desert until Friday. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in this situation, you would be allowed to go and leave your house on a Sunday, Monday, or a Tuesday, even though you're not getting to the desert till Friday. It's not like you're in the desert on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. You're not going to get to the desert on Friday. One considers this as if you left your house in Beheter, even though you're not reaching the desert till Friday. Deir Shu foot number 17 brings down, we just said that you should put yourself at a very small risk in order not to definitely have to be Mechal Shabbos. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, in the Igros Moshe, brings down, even under normal circumstances, a person is not permitted to put himself at risk in order not to be Mechal Shabbos. You have to be Mechal Shabbos. Here we're not talking about that you're definitely putting yourself at risk. As I mentioned, it's such a minuscule risk. Many people would say this is not a risk. And therefore, while some people would be a little bit more fussy and they wouldn't do this, a normal person would be able to put, quote, himself at such a risk. Most people do not consider this a risk. So Rav Moshe says, in that situation, when you, quote, take this risk, which most people don't really consider a risk, so it's lamafreya that you definitely were not machal Shabbos. In the third paragraph of this footnote, he brings down a phenomenal din from the Sefer HaKovei Tze'oros. And he writes, Misha avar v'hichlis es atzmo lidei pikuach nefashos. If a person went intentionally and put himself into a matzav, for which now it's pikuach nefashos, and under normal circumstances he would have a heter, lo huter lo lavar isu mishum pikuach nefesh. The Kovei Tze'oros says a person is not permitted in this situation to take advantage of this heter to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefashos. It's an amazing statement. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes in Sivkot and Chav Zayin that the Mechaber is telling us over here, wrote Salomar, Kivin de Mimela Nisbav Hadovel Lebasof Uba Onen Shopikuach Nefesh Ein Kan Chilo. So when the person left on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and subsequently he does come into a situation where there's Pikuach Nefeshos on Shabbos, since that was leaving with permission, it's not considered over here that he's anything but an Ones, and therefore there is no Chilo Shabbos over here that's Be'isser. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Upashut the lekuli yama also lo laftiach lo shayara be'ez sheyishtati v'mom sheyisayim be'ez asiyas malach b'shabbos." He says, "What you can't do is tell the people in the shayara, don't worry. When Shabbos comes, I'll be out there doing whatever malacha is necessary to do. You can't promise them that." Vafilu malacha derabbanan. Even it's only a derabbanan, not even a deraisa. Av shayideze tizbatal nasiyas lo. If he tells them that, they're going to say, "No, we don't want you coming with us." Shol yirtzu lishtati v'mom. Nobody's going to want to travel with him if they don't have a commitment, so to say, that he'll be Mechalo Shabbos, Bafilu mu Dvar Mitzvah, and even if this is going for Dvar Mitzvah, Da'ari u'masne behedja l'chalos ha-Shabbos, because he's basically instructing them, I will definitely be Mechalo Shabbos over here, and a person shouldn't do that, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, to specifically state, I will definitely do that, that is improper, the Mishnah Berurah says. Issue for number 18 is an interesting question. If somebody goes out in a shayara 3 days before Shabbos, so he's permitted to go, but on Thursday or Friday, let's say, he arrives at an oasis, he arrives at a place where he could get off and stop. So if Nissen Karol Shlita is unclear, does the person have to stop and get off over there, or is he allowed to continue going with them? Because he did leave Behenter, but now he could get off over here, and he concludes, based upon a Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, that it would be permissible to keep on going with the caravan. He then brings down an interesting case. What happens if you have a soldier that is going to be in a situation where on Shabbos he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for Kuruch Mefashos. But if he runs ahead or does something, he could do this on Friday without being Mechal Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says, if at all possible, a person should trouble himself, he should do a Torah Rav, or even a great physical effort, in order to be able to not be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, but to do the activity when it's permissible, 100% L'chadchila, on Friday. Now we go back to Mechaber. Mechaber says, Va'ola l'Eretz Yisrael. The person goes from Chutz L'Eretz up to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to have to travel through a desert. So im nizdamna lo shayara, if there's a caravan that he can go with, afilu bi'erev Shabbos, but they only leave on Friday. So he's allowed to go, kiven d'dar mitzvahu, yochol lifrosh. He's allowed to embark with them, even though normally you would not be allowed to go on the caravan on a Friday, but since here you're doing the mitzvah of aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, so then you would be allowed to go with them. However, he adds, you should tell them that you're not interested in traveling on Shabbos and you'd like to stop on Shabbos. And afterwards, and if they don't want to stop with you on Shabbos, then you would be allowed to travel with them. You made your point beforehand that you'd rather stop. If they say, no, we're not going to stop now on Shabbos, so then you are allowed to continue traveling them, even if you're going beyond the Tchum, because it's Pikuach Nefesh to be out there all by yourself. Mr. Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavches, Yei Shomer, there is an opinion over here, Dainu Davka K'dei Lis Yashibo, when the person is going to Eretz Yisrael, it must be because he's going to settle there, to live there. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, as brought down by the Chavetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion, Os Chav Aleph. However, there are others that disagree. There are those that say that you would be permitted to go and travel with this caravan on a Friday, even just to spend some time in Eretz Yisrael, even with the idea that you're going to Nebuch not be able to stay there and you're going to have to return. Why is that? Listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah says how important it is to even walk 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael. That in and of itself is a tremendous mitzvah. And therefore, even though you may not be able to stay there, just to go visit Eretz Yisrael, to walk Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous mitzvah that allows you to even go in a caravan on a Friday where you otherwise would not be allowed to do this. He adds, Ubifrat, this is especially so, it brings down the name of the Magen Prima Godim, Lefi Masha Hekel Ramah B'Sof HaSimin B'Hagah. We'll see later on at the end of this Simin, really will be in tomorrow's Shia probably, that the Ramah is even Mako further. So in according to that, vaday degan zehu bechlal dvar mitzvah. That certainly includes a dvar mitzvah over here. The Rama will have a whole bunch of situations where we wouldn't necessarily call it dvar mitzvah. For example, like making parnasa. So certainly, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, just to walk in Eretz Yisrael, so that certainly is dvar mitzvah. Now, Dish foot number 19 does bring down, if there is danger in going, it'll be difficult for somebody to live in Eretz Yisrael with no parnasa, just a very difficult parnasa, or that he's afraid that the atmosphere in Eretz Yisrael will not be right and his children will go off the derech. So the Piskei Tshuva in Evan Ezer brings down She'ein mitzvah David. Then there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and in fact it might even be also lalos to go live in Eretz Yisrael if it's going to be a situation where your children will not be in a firm environment where they will unfortunately go off the derech. But he adds She'nesiyas yelodim kitanim eino nechshev sakana. But just the fact that you have young children with you, that's not called sakana. Then he brings down another fascinating din, and he says, this is only true that you get this tremendous mitzvah. It's called the Dvar Mitzvah. To go to Eretz Yisrael is only if you're going there because you understand that it's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. However, Ulam im nosei arak bishul tayel says, wow, there are beautiful beaches in Tel Aviv. There are beautiful sunny spots in Eilat. And there's beautiful hiking area in the middle of the country. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down yesh l'stapik im yesh mitzvah bedover b'neshar b'tzorchi. And here he's not sure. Is that really a mitzvah? You go in there just to have a beautiful hike, to have a beautiful resort? So he says, maybe that's not a mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael. Certainly there's a tremendous idea here how important it is for people who have time and opportunity to bedavka go visit Eretz Yisrael rather than other parts of the world on vacation and for relaxation. But you should go to Eretz Yisrael not just for vacation and relaxation and to have a wonderful physical time, but you should go there because it's a wonderful spiritual time and you'll be mekayim to a large extent the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael even just by walking Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael and even by just going there on vacation. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Tes says that you should bedavka tell them that you won't go and travel on Shabbos. V'apsikahu li'ikuva. This is different than what we learned previously when you're going in a boat, where if they're not willing to stop, so then no big deal. Here it is a big deal. You must be posik with them. If you don't arrange that beforehand, it's not allowed. V'imlo yisratzu b'zeh lo ye'eluchimom. And if they're not willing initially to say that they'll not travel on Shabbos, then in this situation, you're not allowed to go with them. U'kmoshu b'yarti b'bir halocha, as the bir halocha says, in dibra maskul u'posik imom lishbos. The Chavetz Chaim here says, the Mishnah Berurah wrote, is delomi boyle das hamogin avram. It's certainly true according to the opinion of the Mordechai Avram, which we learned in Sivkat Nalev, who holds gan b'haflog b'sfina hapsik hulikuva. Even when you're going on a boat, you must specifically state that the boat will not travel on Shabbos and they have to agree with it or else you can't get on the boat. B'vadai gan b'zeh hulikuva. So certainly, if by the boat, Allah has kama v'kam over here by the caravan. But even according to the other poskim, who hold that by the boat, it's nam akev, that if they don't agree, then you're still allowed to go. But here, ein lohaka was a cloud. By the case of the caravan, you're not allowed to be making it at all. Because the belav hochi, mefakvikin harbe poskim, because even without this cool over here, there are many poskim do not permit it in general. And the only cool over here is based upon the sheet of the razor, the Rizchai Halevi, the Balamor, which is very peladic, it's tamua. How can you, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, intentionally go and be Mechal Shabbos with your hands, knowing beforehand that you're going to have to do this? So therefore, how can you leave even at the beginning of the week and go and be Mechal Shabbos? What's the heter? And he goes through a whole discussion over here, and at the end he concludes, Nira Barur da Psiko Bezeh Afilu B'Dvar Mitzvah Likuva, that over here by the caravan, you absolutely must do this. You must arrange with them that they won't travel on Shabbos. The Imlo Yivsokimo, if they were not willing to go and make this agreement, you'll definitely have Chilul Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go with them. And this is different than the going on the boat, because as the Mishnah Berurah wrote over there, the psika is not liyikuva, and he says he found afterwards that the Prima Gadim brings down the same thing in the name of the Lavush, exactly as the Chafetz Chaim writes over here in the Bir Halach. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed says that you are allowed to go with them if you did arrange it, even beyond the Tchum, because of Bikuach Nefashos, if they go back on the deal. Mishnah Berurah explains, "In misyare lehisaki b'midbar." That's because you're afraid to stay there by yourself. Because shema yifkashu bo chayas ros. Because maybe wild animals will come. Oh, yifko bo listim. Or there are robbers over there. The gods lumi menu behemto. They'll steal your animals. And they'll take your horse. They'll take your camel, and you'll be in trouble. You won't have any way to get out of the desert. Oh, yichlu mamono. They take your money. And you won't be able to pay at the oasis for the little bit of water that's available. Or they'll take away your clothing, they'll steal your coat in the time of the cold winter. Kulam hu bichlal safei pikuach nefesh shows this. All of this is considered a pikuach nefesh situation. Umuta lelechimo, and therefore you'll be allowed to continue traveling with them if they break their promise and now want to travel on Shabbos even after they said that they wouldn't. And you can go even chutz l'tchum, sivkat lamed aleph. Vuadin afilu chutz l'yud beis mil namishari. And this is not only the tchum of the 2,000. Amos, which is midrabbanan for sure, but even according to the opinion that Yud Bey's mill is a din d'oraisa, you can even go beyond that. And you can keep on traveling until you get out of an area where there is now no danger of sakanos nefashos. And then the yiparid mehem v'yishbos shom. And then, as soon as you reach the place where it's safe, you have to separate from them and you'll rest over there if they wish to keep on going. And as long as there's no further pikuach nefashos involved, then you stay over there. And then you have to travel from that spot. That's like your new shvitz over there, and you have 2,000 amos in all directions around you. The issue for number 21 brings down a very important idea from Shlomo Zalman, and he writes, Issa tchumim b'mamon toli b'bal ha-mamon. What about your property? Can that go with you as well beyond this? And he writes, Kivin shemuta l'bal ha-mamon le'lech b'shub b'kuach nefashos. If the person who owns the item is allowed to move because of b'kuach nefashos, so he says your property can go with you as well. And this heter ain't a rock amasha motzi derech levisha. It's not only for the clothing that you're wearing, ella gam lehotzi b'yad mutav. Whatever you're carrying with you that you need is also that tchum doesn't apply to that and can go with you if you have a heter to go. He does conclude and says, Tzarechim b'choze. You still need to think about this a little bit more. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igros Moshe, writes, Legabe chayolim, in regards to soldiers, hanosim chutz l'tchum, we have to go outside the tchum, and they have to do this for the Hatzolos Tefashos, so they have a heter to do so. So mutol hem l'kachas imom ochlin u'mashkim on etzrochlim. They can take any food and water that they need for them, but they shouldn't take other things that are not essential for the pikuach l'tefashos situation that they'll be in. However, he does suggest that if they want to, they can take svarim and be mafkir them on Erev Shabbos, and then when they're taking them with them, so it's letzorech halimud, and they should be just learning from them, but not acquire them, so there's no problem with tchum on these svarim. Rav Nissen Karlish Shlita also has an opinion, and he says whatever he's wearing, he's allowed to take with him. However, avol shar dvarim imenu nitzrochem atzolas hanefashos osuli kochim. But anything that's not essential for the bikuach nefashos, then you're not allowed to take with you. However, he says avaya a guy, a non-Jew carrying it for you, then mutar liyisrol lekachas kol mashitzorich l'shabbos. You can have the non-Jew take anything that you need on Shabbos, as long as it's together of a tzorich mitzvah a little bit, because this is shvus to shvus litzorich mitzvah, and it's permissible. He then adds, the same inyan applies in regards to a non-Jewish person taking stuff out of your house and putting it, let's say, into a taxi, if you have to go into the hospital. So these same heterim apply over there as well. Very important for a person, let's say, going to the hospital with his wife on Shabbos, so he's allowed to take a talus with him, he's allowed to take other things with him if the guy is going to carry it from the house into the car and from the car into the hospital when they get there. We don't have to be concerned about tchum in that situation, even though those items theoretically aren't allowed to go beyond the tchum, just like you're not allowed to go around the tchum. Just as you have a heter to go, so too do your items have a heter to go, according to Rav Nissen Karlish Shlita over here, with the non-Jewish person taking it. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'im nichnas liyir achas b'shabbos. If you go into a city on Shabbos, you had permission to go there, so mahalach is cooler. Now you're allowed to go and walk inside the entire city. Your new tchum now is 2,000 amos, which includes the entire city over there. That's like dalet amos. V'afilu hinichu michutz liyir. And this is true even if you're distant from the city. They drop you off in a place where it's safe, but it's outside the city. And you want to go inside the city, so it's mutter. As long as it's now within your tchum, you can go inside the city. And he explains, the kivon, the dvar mitzvah nafak, since you went for a dvar mitzvah, yesh lo alpayim ama l'choruach. So therefore, you now have alpayim ama in every direction. If a person leaves his tchum, he normally is restricted to just the dalet amos that he's in. He can't go beyond that at all. But if you left with permission, or you did it l'dvar mitzvah, so then you have 2,000 amos. Mr. Bruce of Kotlam and Bez explains, Lekivan de Ba'ones Yotza, Chutz Lutchum, Mipnei Pikuach Nefashos, since you only left because of Pikuach Nefashos, Vegam Mitchilos, Rishus Nafak, and you left with permission, Alkein Lohevik Yeshar Yotza, Chutz Lutchum, De Ein Loela Dalad Amos. The rabbis didn't give you a punishment over here that you can only stay within Dalad Amos. Magen Avraham adds, Zedavka Shalach Var Mitzvah, Gemurav, Lo Shalach Leschora. This is a pure mitzvah that you have to go for, not for business reasons. Even though, according to the Ramah, we're going to say that business is also considered Tzorach Mitzvah Kitzas, Mikomokum, Linyan Shiye Yochel, Haluch, Basol Kalir, in order to be able to go and travel in the entire city, rely upon the skula. As the Mishnah Berurah continues, we won't see it inside. We don't have time. Kivan Shabi Posul Chokum was that because there are those that disagree with this. We still have Sifkat and Lamed Gimel to do. Mitzvah Shem will do that tomorrow, and that concludes today's shir.